Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme right there, wrapping up Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here, program number 387 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web. We're now at 8 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 86 and sunshine here in central Minnesota. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Bill Bartusek. Bill, how are you doing?
Real good, Si. Good morning and happy 4th of July.
You bet. And we got to bring your volume up here a little bit. So where is Bill? Where are you at these days, Bill?
Right now, I'm sitting in my pickup outside of my cabin, 710 miles north of Aiken, Minnesota, or about 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids.
Okay. And home, though, is where?
What's that?
Where do you make home these days, Bill?
Home is on the northern edge of Owatonna, Minnesota, which is about 40 miles south of Minneapolis.
Okay, very good. Yes, yes. And born and raised where?
Born and raised in Bessely, Minnesota, a little town. The church probably had 300, or the town had 300 people there, and I'm raised on a small 160-acre farm with 26 cows.
Okay, and that's down in that southwest corner or southern, south-central area?
Actually, yeah, it's just south of the city, is about 25, 30 miles.
Okay, very good. Well, Bill, we haven't heard much from you up in this area for a while now, so why don't you bring us up to speed here. Tell us how you got started in music. Was it back in school, or how'd you pick things up?
Well, actually, it started in the barn, milking cows, helping my father, and Christy Hengel, the Hall of Famer concertina builder and player, was doing an album on KDHL Radio Faribault, Minnesota, which ran in the barn. My dad said the cows milk better, listening to that old-time music. And I looked at my dad, who was a drummer and accordion player, and I said, you know, I'd like to learn to play concertina like that Mr. Hengel does.
Uh-huh.
And we left the next day at 9 in the morning to go to New Ulm, and he bought me a used concertina. He was so excited.
Really? Bought one from Christy Hengel back then, huh?
Yes, sir.
And what was it, Bill? What did you get for our first concertina?
It was a triple, they call it. The big ones are quads. This was a triple, so it's a little higher pitch. And it was an old, 1930s Pearl Queen, I believe, or something like that.
Okay. And
I was in seventh grade at the time.
Oh, okay. And probably don't have that one anymore, huh?
No, but it's around the New Prague area. I believe Jerry Minnar, JBR Productions, has it, I believe.
Oh, okay, okay. So it's still in the circuit. Well, good. Well, okay. So, and there's a lot of music in your family. I know you sent me some music with the Charlie Shtika Band, who you've performed with recently. And but a lot of crossover, a lot of relation there, the playing music, huh?
Yes, Vesely, Minnesota annually has the church festival, which is called the Hoedown.
Okay.
And we've had, it runs from noon till 6 p.m., and they have, you know, dinners and games and live music all day. And during its best moments, there was probably 12 different bands playing.
Okay.
And each one of the bands at least had one member that came from that Vesely parish.
Oh, really? Wow. So,
and related also, a lot of us are.
Sure, sure. And this is all back in what year, what time frame?
67, 68.
Okay.
I was a junior in high school.
Sure, sure. Okay. Very good. And so then you went on to form your own band, huh? The Bill Bartusik Band?
Yes, I did, and we were so young that my mother actually drove us to the jobs the first few years. I had a farmer's permit, but obviously you couldn't go to band jobs. And the big igniter for us was we entered the Futures Farmers of America talent show in 67.
Uh-huh.
And we won everything, including the state championship in Minnesota. So then in late 67, 68, when we became seniors, actually, they drove us down to Kansas City, Missouri, and we had to compete there against all the regional winners from the nation, and we were the national winners, and we're still in the archives at the University of Minnesota as the national talent champions in 1967-68.
Well, I knew you were something special because, like I told you over the phone off the air, I recall doing a battle of bands, and that's what they used to call it. Now they have polka fests, but back in the days, they'd get two bands at one location and call it a battle of bands. So I was playing for the Ray Dronald Band, and we were short a drummer that day, and this was going to be at the Medina Ballroom in Hamel, Minnesota. And so we drove down there, and I had started out in the band playing trumpet, so I played second trumpet that day. My dad, former member of the Deutschmeister's Orchestra, drummed for us that day, and we didn't know who we were up against until we got there that day. And lo and behold, here it's the Billy Bartusik Band. And my gosh, were we impressed with the Billy Bartusik Band. I don't know if you recall that day, but well, we sure made a memory with us.
I remember very well because, as you know, at that time, Medina was one of the few modern new ballrooms that came into the circuit and that actually made it big.
Uh-huh.
And it was a big thing for us to get invited up there.
Okay. Yeah, that was a great afternoon. Boy, I'll tell you, back in those days, we drew crowds. I mean, people came out on a Sunday afternoon and danced. It was really awesome. Remember those days fondly. You too?
Yes, I do. That was back when you did your set of polkas. Half of the crowd never went and sat down. They just stood out on the floor waiting for the waltzes to start.
That's right. that is for sure. Well, Bill, we've reached 12 o'clock in central Minnesota. We're going to take a moment here and read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
All right, I'll wait for you.
All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats, award-winning sausages, reminding you to stop by each and every Friday and Saturday for the outdoor cookouts in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. This weekend on Friday and Saturday, it will be the St. Joe Lions. Come out and enjoy a braten and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. The Brat of the Week series continues. This week, it's going to be our smoked honey mustard brats. The honey mustard brats are a great flavored brat in the frying pan, in the oven, or off the grill in a bun. This week, you can come in, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter, all week long, unlimited quantities. Have you started a Bratmeister card yet? Well, how they work is when you come into the St. Joe Meat Market and purchase vacuum-packaged packages of brats at the regular price, you get a punch on your card for every package you buy. Collect 12 punches, and the 13th package is free. What a great way to try all of the many exciting flavors of brats available for you at the St. Joe Meat Market. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. Bill, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a nice package of meat over at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we send that out to you, priority mail. Hope that you and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
You know, that sounds fantastic. Ironically, we have friends up in that area, you know, I mean, not really close friends, but they've heard of that, and talk about that meat market and say how fantastic the meat is there. So I'm excited to get the package and try it out myself.
Well, that's awesome. You bet. Looking forward to that very much. So sending that out to you. Bill, you said you're up in northern Minnesota spending some time the 4th with the family?
Yeah, my daughter came up with two granddaughters. One's 15 and the other one's about 10. And then a grandson drove up himself. That's 18 years old. And then also I brought up three 15-age boys. Two of them are, one is my grandson, not by blood, but with my new wife.
Uh-huh.
And I'm his grandpa. And then the other boy is part of the co-captain of the high school fishing team, which I coach and take out fishing in the state tournaments here in Minnesota. And then the third one's just a friend, and they're all on the same hockey team and are very good athletes.
Well, awesome. That's great. Now, Bill, did you make your entire living on music, or did you have another career?
No, I was milking cows. Yeah.
Just milking cows. You're a farmer.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Okay.
Played 3 days a weekend or three times a weekend. In our heyday, we probably played 150 jobs a year.
Yeah.
And with 52 weekends, that averages about three. And then, you know, milk cows before and after. And then as my boys got old enough, they milked the cows if I had to go to, like, Rochester Playmore Ballroom or somewhere further, or Medina, you know, where you had to leave early.
Absolutely.
My children, actually, I had five children, and they helped with the chores.
Okay. Well, what's happening with Bill Bartusik Band these days? Did you put the band to rest, just side jobbing now, or are you still active with the band as well?
Pretty much put it to rest in 1988, and then I got divorced shortly after that, and it was kind of a termination of everything. And you know, honestly, traveling in the band, you have to be an entertainer at your best every night, no matter what happened at home. And apparently, you know, I wasn't doing enough at home, and I'm not afraid to admit that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, two of my five children were born while I was gone playing at a wedding dance, and I'd have to come home and at 3 a.m. and sneak into the emergency exit and go see my new child. One was a son and one was a daughter, and see who they are. And the wife had told me ahead of time, if that happens, you'll know which one it is if there's no name on it, because he'll have a baseball that we had ready for him in a sealed package so that, you know, it wouldn't be infective or anything.
You bet. You bet. And that is the life and trials of entertainers, all the Hollywood stars, all the musicians all around. You have to book jobs in advance, and that's the life of entertainment, and you have to be ready to go. And usually the family life suffers, and that's one of the tragedies of that.
Yes, it is. In our heyday, our jobs were many times a year and a half in advance. And many of the people, the brides, would book Billy Bartusik first, then the ballroom, and then the church to make sure they all happen at the same time.
You bet. You bet. Well, can you... go ahead.
I would like to add, you know, you talked about Charlie Sheikha Band that I entertain with.
Yeah.
Occasionally. Charlie and Lenny, the drummer, are original players of the Billy Bartusik Band, and they started up again after a few years, and their lives are a little bit different, you know, and they don't have as many grandchildren, and they still have the urge to entertain. My drummer just said, they told me, they carry Lenny's drums up there and help him set them up, and they help him tear them down and load them up because he's got bad knees and everything. But he said, Bill, when I get behind the drums, all my pain goes away.
Isn't that something?
I always said my band players didn't play for the money. None of us did. We played because we loved the music and the people.
Absolutely. You had a passion for it, and you find that in so many bands. Who were some of the musicians back in the original days then? Who were the musicians with the Billy Bartusik band?
The original one was Lenny Adamek, who was my brother-in-law at the time. Then in later years, he married the sister to my wife. Roman Razak's son on guitar, Al Razak.
Okay.
From the Roman Razak band, his son. Jack Mullica of Webster, Minnesota, which is right near Vesely. He played bass guitar, and we were renegades because we didn't use a bass horn. We used bass guitar. That way we could do a lot of 50s and country.
Oh, yes.
And then I had this super talented gentleman that has since passed away. He could have played, well, he played with anybody he wanted to. He was that good. He played electric piano.
Oh, okay.
And that was Norbert Mullica.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Very good. And, Bill, as you were learning, well, first of all, were you taught or were you self-taught as far as concertina?
I actually went to lessons for 2 years to a 80-year-old Catholic nun in Montgomery, Minnesota, at $5 a crack per lesson on every Friday during the school year.
I've heard of her. She must have been pretty good. Could she play the concertina, or did she just know how to teach it?
No. She knew how to teach it. She played piano very well and violin, but she taught Georgie Kubish, Alvin Klein, Roger Kubish, myself, Alvin Klein. There was like a Father Capone actually would get out of the chair right ahead of me and was having lessons there.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes. Everybody she taught was either in a band or something, or they were very prolific.
Oh, my gosh.
Linda Schroeder is another one that she taught, I believe.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's probably where I heard it, because I had heard her, that mentioned before, that this nun gave concertina lessons. As you were growing up there, Bill, who were some of the concertina players that you kind of looked up to or followed, really gave you inspiration?
Absolutely. Number one in my career, and was really helpful in getting me going and going the right direction and actually let me play in their band at the Park Ballroom, was Ernie Koopman. I still have a EC etched on my Hengel concertina.
Really?
And I was honored by his daughter calling me. She said, my dad wrote a letter, and I'm reading it to you. It said, "Dear Bill, I've got as close to heaven as I could get. Will you carry me the rest of the way?" So I was asked to be one of his pallbearers.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I also sat and listened to Roman Razak, Elmer Scheid, Duck Dickover. Those were the people. Krista Hengel, of course, was
yep.
another idol of mine, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and probably knew a lot of the other ones, too. Donnie Klossner, Johnny Gogg, Jerry Schuft, all the big names. I'm sure you knew them all, huh?
Yep, Peter Paul Wendiger, yep, played with them at the New Orleans Parade, you bet.
Okay, yeah, some great names there we're mentioning and some great history, you bet. Bill, did you read music then? Obviously, you learned it to read it. Did you need to read it on the jobs, or did you get that verse that you could play by heart?
I was gifted by God with like a photogenic mind.
Uh-huh.
I bought the music, and I was able to memorize it within hours.
Really?
I couldn't play by ear like my dad did. My dad would hear a number on the radio and pick up his buddy accordion, and he'd play it the next day.
My goodness.
I couldn't do that. I would memorize. During my heyday, I knew 210 polkas and waltzes by memory.
Wow. That is awesome. You bet. So on a weekend like this, do you bring the concertina along just in case?
You know, I was going to. I always play it on the dock in the evening when it's dead calm and everybody claps from the lake is only 600 acres. They say they can hear me across the lake, and somehow I forgot it.
Oh, no.
I feel really bad about it, but, you know, you don't. When I used to play a lot, the thing was always in the back seat or the back of the pickup, but now I don't play as much. I kind of play in the wintertime and help Charlie out, you know, and
sure.
sit in and play some certain things. And the Vesely Hoedown, I usually play that. However, this year I'm going to miss it one of the first times in 50-some years.
Sure.
I forgot to bring it, and I feel really bad about it. But and I should play it because You know, you get rusty.
Oh, yes.
And I'm 71. I'm no spring chicken anymore.
Yep. Those fingers don't quite work like they did when they were 20.
Yep. And as you well know, I like to do a lot of fingering and ad-libbing. And, you know, so far my fingers are keeping up to my mind.
Okay.
That's nice.
Well, and there are folks that hear of one here and there every once in a while. I had one this morning on dedication, 93 years old, and he's still playing his accordion. And at that rate, you got a few years to go yet.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so, Cy, both of us.
You bet. You bet. All right. I'm sure over the years, some great memories, some ballrooms that you've been in. You want to just take us down memory lane just a little bit?
Oh, probably the funniest one I ever happened was we were playing in Manorville, Minnesota. Now it slipped my mind, the ballroom. But anyway, I had a big band trailer.
Uh-huh.
And right in the back door, when you opened it, my concertina always sat there so that in the wintertime we could take it out so the reeds weren't so cold, you know.
Oh, sure.
You grabbed it from the house, and I had brought the trailer home from a job and backed it in the shed at the farm, and my parents were still there, of course, because I was still at home. And I got to Manorville, and there was like 800 people there for a great big wedding. They're all excited. And my drummer took the key and opened up the trailer, and he said, your concertina's not in here. He said, you have it in the trunk of the car or something, you know. And I'm like, crap. I called my mother up. Now, this is 60, 70 miles away.
Yeah.
And she says, God, I'm sorry, Bill, I didn't tell you. It was really cold the other night, so I went in the shed and I took it out and put it in the house.
Oh, no.
And lucky enough, he's a Hall of Famer, lived by Owatonna there. God darn it, he plays at the fair at Steele County. Anyway, he's a Hall of Famer. The guys that own the ballroom said, you know what? We know he isn't playing because we just talked to him last Saturday and we were doing bookings. And, you know, he said, if you have any issues, I'm open these weekends if you need somebody to fill in, my band to fill in. So I called him up and he was milking cows.
Uh-huh.
So I drove over there. It was only 15 minutes away. And he borrowed me his Hengel concertina. And the only thing that didn't work was the strap for your neck.
Oh, yeah.
I stood up. So we him and I cut three bale twines and made a makeshift strap, and I got back there, and the band had just started, probably played 15 minutes without me. At that time, there was five, so Nobby was doing the lead on the piano,
uh-huh.
And then I got there with the concertina. That was probably the biggest one I can remember besides winning the national championship.
Oh, man, that is quite a memory. You bet. We appreciate you telling us that story. You bet. Our time is running short. I just got to ask you, what are you playing these days for a concertina then, Bill?
I still have the first Hengel I bought. The history of that one is a neighbor of mine bought it, ordered it from Christy Hengel. It's number 37, and there were only 40 of the real original ones that were like
handcrafted?
Reeds in them were handmade.
Oh, yeah.
And tuned by Mr. Hengel himself. And he had ordered number 37, and he really hurt his back 3 months after it came.
Oh, my.
So he drove in the yard when I was in eighth grade, my second year of lessons. And he said, I'll tell you what, I know you're playing and you're trying really hard, and I think you're going to be somebody someday. He said, I would like you to have first choice at that. Now, at that time, Christy Hengel didn't allow any concertinas to sell out of his hand.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep.
You were supposed to bring it, sell it back to him, and then he would sell it. But he didn't know that, so he sold it to me, and he wanted $650. And I talked to my dad, and my dad says, geez, son, I would love you to have it, but I'm not sure if you're going to play for sure. And I just bought a tractor the biggest tractor on the farm for $1,325. I don't really have any extra cash. Ask your grandmother and check your savings, you know, from confirmation, Holy Communion, birthdays, you know.
Sure.
And so I dug up like $450 out of my savings, and I went to my grandmother, and she said, I will give you the $200 no conditions, except, I mean, one thing on the on a contract, and it's a handshook contract, and she said, just promise me that you will learn how to play.
Oh, my goodness.
I promised her, and unfortunately, she passed away within a few months later and never did get to hear me play. But tell you what, when the nun sent me home and said, you don't have any rhythm and you don't need to go to lessons anymore, you're not going to progress, that stuck in my throat and my heart. And my mother taught me how to dance, and I worked very hard, and I got it.
Well, I guess you did. Boy, you certainly did. Very good. Well, Bill, our time has about run out. There's so much more we could talk about. It's so entertaining, so fun listening to you talk about those good old days and all of these great memories. Did you have a favorite ballroom real quickly before? Where was home for you to play? I mean, like with the Ray Dronald Band, we were out of Richmond, Minnesota, so we played New Year's Eve and a lot of jobs through the year at the Richmond Coliseum. Where was your home stomping grounds for a ballroom?
My home stomping grounds was the New Prague Park Ballroom, but I'll tell you what, we were number one at the Monterey Ballroom in Owatonna, Minnesota by a long shot. We won the Ballroom Operators Award for bands 3 years or 6 years in a row.
Really?
That ballroom.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That is really great. Well, very good. Well, Bill, we're going to let you back to your weekend. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. I tell every guest every week, if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road sometime. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
I was just going to say, let's finish this story at another time. And you know what? Maybe I'll get in the truck and drive over there. That's Little Falls isn't that far from the cabin here, and the wife and I'll drive over. And I'll bring my concertina, and we'll do a real show live.
There you go. That sounds like a future prediction there. So we'll look forward to that. Thank you so much, Bill. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
And Cy, I will send you my original CD also.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that as well. All right. You stand by. I'll be right with you. All right. There he goes. Bill Bartusik, our 387th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Charlie Shtika Band featuring Bill Bartusik on the concertina. Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. wrapping up our 387th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And my goodness, you know, as you go through life, and a person never knows what's all going to happen. But little did I know, sitting on that stage back there in the early 1970s and listening to Billy Bartusik Band, never did I dream in my wildest dreams that some 50 years later, I would be interviewing him and talking to him about those days. So, yeah, really, really great visiting with Bill Bartusik. Well, right now we're going to feature music by the Charlie Shtika Band, who was a member of the Bill Bartusik Band back in the days. And then when Bill put the library, the band to sleep, well, then Charlie started a band some years later and has several of the same players from the Billy Bartusik Band. So right now we're going to start things out with one by the Charlie Shtika Band. It's one called Let's Have a Party Polka. Charlie Shtika Band with one called the Let's Have a Party Polka here on KASM, and that featuring Billy Bartusik on the concertina. 27 minutes now past the hour of 12 o'clock. Temperature reading of 88 degrees here in central Minnesota. Bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. It's waltz time, one called Memories Are Precious. The Charlie Shtika Band. Thank you. Bill, the Charlie Shtika Band featuring Billy Bartuszek on the concertina there. And one called Memories Are Precious. Yes. Great concertina player there, Billy Bartuszek out of Owatonna, Minnesota, currently. 12:30 here on KASM as we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, Jeannie Bonfig, great traveling host. And, we're going to get a chance to travel with Jeannie. That comes our way next week. We'll be leaving on the 14th and four great days out in Medora as we take in the Pitchfork Fondue concert out there in Medora. Looking forward to that very much. Now, if you are interested in getting on board one of Jeannie's tours, just give her a call. Her phone number, 320-345-1581. Once again, that's 320-345-1581. Jeannie's looking forward to a trip coming up besides the Medora one, The Man in Black. It's the Johnny Cash Tribute Tour, and that's going to be July 21st at the Ives Theater in Bloomington, Minnesota. That tour includes transportation, guide, delicious lunch, show ticket, prizes and treats on the coach. The cost is just $93 with pickups for this tour at Sac Center, Melrose, Freeport, Albany, Richmond, and St. Joe and Clearwater. So the second bus was filling last I heard from Jeannie. So give her a call, see if there's still room. Some other great tours, another one is July 27th through the 29th. It's called Up Close and Minnesotan. You're going to spend 3 days up north filled with Itasca Park narrated boat cruise, the newly opened Park Rapids Summer Hill Farm Adventure, the Jaspers Theater Musical at Park Rapids. There's a German dinner and lunch at the Douglas Lodge in Itasca Park. Also the Shooting Star Casino lodging one night in Walker, Minnesota. So, what a loaded itinerary. The cost for that trip, $429 per person, based on double occupancy. Great cabinitis cure, as Jeannie likes to say. So looking very much forward to traveling firsthand and see how it works with Jeannie Bonfig's traveling agency, Jeannie B's Tours. But from all reports I've heard, it's a great traveling agency, great buses, and you'll enjoy yourself. So once again, I'll give you that phone number. Again, that's Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581. And Jeannie has lots and lots of tours. She can send you out brochures. She does the one-day casino tours. She does the overnight ones. So, check them out. Again, that's Jeannie B's Tours. As she proudly brings us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 89 degrees currently here in Albany. All right, music continues with the Charlie Shtika Band, and they are a variety band. They do country and they do 50s and. Besides the polka music. So we're going to feature them right now on one called Okie from Muskogee, an old old Merle Haggard number, Okie from Muskogee, the Charlie Shtika Band.
Well, we don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. And we don't take our trips on LSD. Well, we don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. Well, we like living right and being free. Well, we don't make a party out of loving. Well, we like holding hands and pitching wood. And we don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. be Enochian from the Stogie. A place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. And why lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. Football's still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids here still respect the college dean. And I'm proud to be Enochian from the Stogie. Place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. Why lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Well, we still wave old glory down at the courthouse. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
The Charlie Shtika Band doing a old Merle Haggard tune there, one called the Okie from Muskogee. Right now we're going to put Bill back to work on a great old-time polka. It's one called the Farmer's Polka. Charlie Shtika Band, Billy Bartusek on the concertina there with one called the Farmer's Polka. Waltz time now, one called the Prune Song Waltz. Billy Bartusek on the concertina with the Charlie Shtika Band.
Shiali, Shveskisevali, Yaniskaneli, Yaniskaneli, Vachim Yapali, Nina Shiali, Shveskisevali. Dickens, oh, Popeye the Sailor Man.
The Charlie Shtika Band with one called the Pruin Song Waltz. Yes, great recording there by the Charlie Shtika Band featuring Billy Bartusik on the concertina. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler, the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Now, I probably don't have to spend a whole lot of time telling you about those Hustlers because we've been talking about them for several years now. Kevin has a nice lineup of Hustlers out there, everything from those little Raptors all the way up to the Super Zs and beyond. So check them out when you're in need of a good lawnmower, a brand-new lawnmower. Yes, Kevin can help you out. And, of course, I've told you that Kevin does repair work in all makes and models, and he accepts trades, so we know all that. Now, what we also want to tell you about is that Kevin has taken on the Ego Power line of equipment. That is battery-powered equipment from Ego. And, yeah, I picked up one of those Ego Power heads with several attachments there, and, boy, does that work nice. You bet. I've used it a couple of times now. And that 56-volt lithium battery, that has power and lasts for, well, I can get my whole yard weed trimmed and still have battery power left. I haven't had a chance to use the pole saw that came with it, but or the edger. So we're going to get some time off here in the near future and do some experimenting with that. But Kevin carries all of those various attachments, and all powered by that 56-volt system. So there's a push lawnmower. I believe it's a self-propelled. And there's also a little walk-behind snowblower that's battery-powered. There's a string trimmer, Ego-powered chainsaw. There's a Ego-powered blower, handheld blower. And there's a backpack blower, also a hedge trimmer. And then, of course, that powerhead multi-head system that I bought. So, yeah, check that out over at Kevin's. He'd love to show you that. And, boy, I was so impressed when I seen how that weed trimmer works and how the blower, how much power that they have. And the lasting, the battery, the lasting, what do you call it? How long the battery would last. So, yeah, you'll be impressed, too, when you check that out over at Kevin's. Kevin's Countryside, easy to find. You head out of St. Joe on County Road 75. You take a right onto County Road 3. You'll see the big billboard on the left-hand side of the road there pointing to Kevin's Countryside. And so you head on down County Road 3, about 6 miles out there. You'll see a big post on the left-hand side of the road as you're heading north. So a big post in the ditchway there that says Kevin's Countryside. And you just drive in that driveway there, and Kevin's got a beautiful shop there, a nice display room, the old milking barn remodeled for a showroom, and a big yard for you to try out those new Hustlers. And Kevin wants you to try them out. Make sure that you know what you're getting into. And if you're like me, boy, it only took once to try one of those out, and I was hooked. I had to have one. And we now have two, and just the other night, again, the wife and I, she grabs the small one, does all the smaller areas. I take the big one, pick up all the grass in the bigger areas where it's thick and heavy, it lays on the lawn. Boy, they work really, really well. So take it from me. Very pleased with Kevin's sales and service, and you will be too. That's Kevin's Countryside as he proudly brings us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Getting back to the music of the Charlie Shtika Band featuring Billy Bartushik on the concertina, here's a nice polka tune, one called Around the Moon. Charlie Shtika Band with Billy Bartushik on the concertina there, and one called the Around the Moon Polka. Another sing-along favorite, it's one called In Heaven There Is No Beer, the Charlie Shtika Band. La 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 la
heaven there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all our beer. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Our friends will be drinking all our beer. Town, and all I had left was a dollar. Stopped into a bar just to have a little beer, and you could hear the bartender holler, no beer today, no beer today, you can't buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today, you gotta come around on a Monday. Today, you can't buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on a Monday.
Charlie Shtika Band and one called In Heaven There Is No Beer, Polka Medley. And right now it's another great old time polka, one called the Sauerkraut Polka. Thank you. good old sauerkraut polka with the Charlie Shtika Band and Billy Bartushek on the concertina. Waltz time one more time. It's the Happy Joel Waltz here with the Charlie Shtika Band. Charlie Shtika Band with the Happy Joel Waltz. And we're coming up on 3 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading, that is at 89 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. And we're going to do that with one called The Ridiculous Polka. And Billy telling me that a lot of folks have recorded this one, but Billy Bartushek was actually came out with the original recording, actually wrote this polka, one called The Ridiculous Polka. Thank you. And I, by accident, cut that one off. So we'll see if I can get that one back up again. But let's see once here. That was one called The Ridiculous Polka. Billy Bartuszek on the concertina there with one called The Ridiculous Polka. And that wraps up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're coming up on a minute past the hour, 1 o'clock. Temperature reading, that is at 89 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we're going to check weather for you, weather coming your way in just moments here on KASM.